Bob Dylan turns 60 today. Few rock music figures have remained as productive and as well regarded. He won an Oscar this year for a song he contributed to the movie Wonder Boys, and on the newly released second collection of music from the HBO series The Sopranos, Dylan has recorded a new version of an old Dean Martin hit, Return to Me. Rock critic Ken Tucker has these thoughts on the new senior citizen.
Return to me. Oh, my dear, I'm so lonely. Hurry back, hurry back. Oh, my love, hurry back. I am yours. Return to me. For my heart wants you only. Hurry home, hurry home. Won't you please hurry home to my heart, my darling.
Bob Dylan's version of Return to Me aired on the May 13th episode of The Sopranos, deployed with a muted restraint typical of the show, slid gently under a scene that used the tune's theme of romantic longing for unironic poignancy. If the notion of Bob Dylan tackling a schlocky 1958 ballad made famous by the sort of saloon singer his own folk rock was supposed to supplant surprises you, well, I think you'd have to be pretty thick-headed to be surprised by Bob Dylan in 2001. Each step of his career has led him forward, backward, sideways, leaping heavenward, or veering off into the nearest tree. There's no such thing as progression in Dylan's career, which is one reason it's to be cherished.
Worried man with a worried mind. No one in front of me and nothing behind. There's a woman on my lap and she's drinking champagne. Got white skin, got assassin's eyes. I'm looking up into the sapphire tinted skies. I'm well dressed, waiting on the last. Standing on the gallows with my head in the news. Any minute now I'm expecting all hell to break loose. People are crazy and talks are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed.
Do you remember Dylan's slit-eyed performance of Things Have Changed at the Oscars a few months back? Broadcast live by satellite from Australia, Dylan was the biggest star of the night. The next day, people were commenting on the harshness of the lighting, how the old man had to squint into the bright glare of a camera thrust at his face. But there were also reports that this was Dylan's own last-minute choice of mise-en-scene. His mug was nearly as pale as it was during his own film career. Remember the white pancake makeup from his 1978 tour movie, Rinaldo and Clara? His teeth were an admission of the nicotine that lesser stars whiten their choppers to disguise. Dylan's literal warts and all Oscar ramble through Things Have Changed was pretty exhilarating. He likes to mess with his image in a way some of his most ardent admirers have never understood.
Go away from my window. Leave it your own chosen speed. Not the one you want, babe. Not the one you need. You say you're looking.
That's Lucy Kaplansky making like Joan Baez on a new CD called A Nod to Bob, an artist's tribute to Bob Dylan on his 60th birthday, which, with a couple of exceptions, is a perfectly awful array of Dylan covers. It features performers like Greg Brown, John Gorka, and Dylan's folk-era contemporary Ramblin' Jack Elliott, who rambles way too much. The CD is excessively solemn, and no one has an original take on Dylan's work. If you're listening for me now to get choked up and pull out a cut from The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan or Blonde on Blonde, sorry. One reason I love Dylan's music is that it denies cheap sentiment and cuts across the grain of the expectations we bring to it. Happy birthday, Mr. Dylan, and thanks for decades of revelatory music and ideas. including the generous reminder that Dean Martin understood the deep emotions that can run beneath schlock.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.